Into Africa by Sam Manicom. Channel Islands to Cape Town by motorcycle. Published by Adventure Motorcycle Travel Books, Sam Manicom. Audio recording by Kite Studio, Cambridge. And misread by the author. This unabridged recording is subject to copyright. One of the gladdest moments of human life, methinks, is the departure upon a distant journey into foreign lands. Shaking off with one mighty effort the fetters of habit, the leadened weight of routine, the cloak of many cares, and the slavery of home, man feels once more happy. Sir Richard Burton. Prologue. I see myself as a pretty ordinary bloke. And when I sat down to write this book, it all felt a bit of a cheek. I mean, who was I to think that I had the right to write? I wasn't sure, but the itch in the back of my mind came from people I've met over the past years. Many said to me, "You're incredibly lucky to have been able to travel the world. I wish I could." At first, when people said that, my self-centred attitude was, "Well, if I can, so can you." I believe that most people generally have the ability to make their lives head in the direction they wish. I was wrong. The first person to make me ponder this properly was Charlie. He looked and sounded desperate to get out on the road. He'd read travel books and lived the world from those pages, but wanted to get out and taste the wealth of experience for himself. "I simply can't," he told me. Charlie was an only child. His father was dead, and his mother was heavily disabled. "I'm all she's got," he said. "I can't leave her. All I can do at the moment is live my dream through others. You are incredibly lucky." I was humbled by his acceptance of the situation, his loyalty to mother, and the fact that he hadn't allowed his dream to die. I heard stories of situations and priorities in other people's lives that made me realise how fortunate I was. I learned from the people I met on the road that we don't all have the ability to make dreams a reality. We can enjoy the high points we do make happen and value them for what they are, but we can also taste and develop our dreams through the adventures of others. What sort of humans would we be if we didn't dream? Into Africa is written for all of those of you who are fortunate enough to know that you can go out and live the dream. Value that. Just do it. You'll never regret it. I hope that the book will be an encouragement. It's also written for those who love the sound of travelling but are quite happy with adventure from the pages. I too am drawn by tales of the road and know the value of a comfy armchair at the end of a long day. I hope that you will enjoy the mad, the scary, the beautiful and the surprises. There were days that my traveller's guardian angel took time off without warning me. I managed to get myself arrested, jailed and shot at. I also cost my medical insurance company a fortune. When my angel was there, the journey was a combination of fascination and adrenaline-burning fun. In particular, though, this book is written for those of you who, like Charlie, live in circumstances that may never allow you to ride two wheels into adventure. I write with full appreciation of exactly how fortunate I am. If you can't do it, then live the dream with me. This is the story of a year-long trip through one of the most fascinating continents on Earth, Africa. Pre-Africa, my life was about as ordinary as life can get, but something wasn't quite right. I had a reasonable education, a job, and I was healthy. I was a shop manager on the island of Jersey. The work was manic and decidedly full-time. This didn't leave much freedom to enjoy the money I was earning, and I never managed to see my family in England as often as I ought. The long hours meant that I was beginning to lose touch with friends too, but my sights were set on promotion and a fat paycheck. They had been for too many years, and I'd almost made it. I never had the time to feel properly dissatisfied, but I was beginning to wonder what it was all for. Could I really see myself doing the same thing forever? Then, fears of recession began to creep into the world of retail, and I saw my hard-earned future disappearing. This look into the future set me dreaming of the road, and taking a close look at my life as a whole. I knew that I wasn't the first person to do this, and that encouraged me to think outside the boundaries. I'm not sure exactly when the motorcycle idea started, but it must have been when I realised that I could actually do anything I wanted, if I put my mind to it. At the time, that was an inspirational feeling. There really was nothing to stop me, but I did try to find excuses not